Now we can add something else to it. In verse 2, he says, now it shall come to pass in the last days. Now, don't again say that these are the last days of the church. The last days of the church pertain to the time of a spiritual apostasy. Paul makes that very clear when he's writing to a young preacher in the pastoral epistles in 1 Timothy and in 2 Timothy. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith. Now the latter times of the church, and here the last days of Israel, are not identical. They're not contemporary. They are not synonymous. They overlap, but certainly they do not refer to the same period of time, and it's important to see that. Now, the last days begin with the great tribulation period. The Lord Jesus Christ makes that very clear when they ask him, when shall these things be, the destruction of Jerusalem? He reached down and put his finger down on the last days and called it the great tribulation period. Now, the great tribulation period ends with the coming of Christ and the setting up of his kingdom. And it shall come to pass now in the last days. We're in a period in this area here from chapter 2 through chapter 5 that deals with the great tribulation period and the kingdom that is to be set up on this earth. Now it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow to it. Now that's very important to see. The last days now and the mountain. Now in the last days, we want to make it very clear again that we're speaking of a day that is coming in the future, and it pertains to the nation Israel after the church is removed. Now, a mountain in Scripture means a kingdom or an authority or a rule. Now, Daniel makes that clear in his prophecy. In Daniel 2:35, I'll not turn to that, but he makes it clear, and in Revelation 17:9, Revelation 13:1. That what we're speaking of now is a kingdom, if you please, an authority. Now it shall come to pass in the last days that the kingdom of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains, that is, above all the kingdoms of this earth. Now that's the thing that we're told, that the kingdoms of this world shall become the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he'll be King of kings and Lord of lords. Now, we're looking to that. One of the reasons that the little nation of Israel is in such a hot spot today, that is the most sensitive piece of real estate, because that's the very spot God has chosen, which will be the political center and the religious center of this world during the kingdom. He makes that very clear here. And many nations, not many, but all nations shall flow unto it. Now we are told, and many people shall go and say, come ye and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, the kingdom of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. And he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Both government and religion will center in Jerusalem. And the Lord Jesus, we're told, is to sit on the throne of David. Now, that was made very clear even in the New Testament, that the Lord Jesus will sit upon the throne of David.